The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Welcome back, everyone. This is our final hour this week for Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Coming up, we're going to talk to Chris Denary. Pacers taking on Milwaukee tomorrow, starting the playoffs. We'll also talk with Brendan King, a little bit of baseball later on in the hour. Right now, though, we turn it over to the star of our show, Network Indiana's Nathaniel Finch.
It is an absolute pleasure to be joining you from Monument Circle here in Indianapolis. We've got plenty to talk about. Let's get started with some Major League Baseball. The Chicago Cubs dropped Game 1 of a doubleheader at Wrigley Field. 3-2 was that final, but then they won. They won 5-3 over the Marlins, and that was after being down 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's a home run to get them their second run of the day.
Mitting. Swing and a high fly ball. Crushed left field, and he
So now it's 3-2, all right? The Marlins still feeling pretty good. Well, all of a sudden, Cubs take the lead.
Line drive, base hit left field. Nico's in. Here comes Morrell. Throw to the plate is cut off. Christopher's in. Bush in the second. Cubs have the lead.
A Michael Bush double makes that 4-3. Cubs, they don't stop there. Let's get Michael Bush home.
And that one will squirt through. Score is Bush. Cooper delivers. It's 5-3.
A blooper for Garrett Cooper over the shortstop's head. That took an entire inning to get those four runs. Well, how did Tyler Stevenson get four runs for the Reds in one inning when they were trailing?
Driven to right.
Grand slam for the Reds catcher. The Reds go on to win at home 7-5 over the Angels. Other scores in the league, Guardians win 6-3 over the Oakland Athletics. The Brewers defeat the Cardinals, that one in St. Louis, 12-5, the final there. Twins over the Tigers by a run. The Phillies defeat the White Sox. This after Zach Wheeler was throwing a no-hitter through seven innings. Phillies win 9-5. That's because the White Sox got their first hit in the eighth. They had five runs in the ninth inning. In AAA ball, the Indians fall after winning four straight. 12-4 was that final score to the St. Paul Saints at Victory Field. Similar situation for the South Bend Cubs. They were on the road today in Beloit. They lose to the Sky Carp 10-7. Fort Wayne, the Tin Caps winners 7-5 over the Dayton Dragons. That wraps up Major League Baseball. Let's get to the NBA. We're going to talk to Chris Denary here in a second. In the association, the Pacers will play tomorrow at 7, but today, some final scores. The home team won every single game. You hope that that changes tomorrow as the Pacers are in Milwaukee. Cavaliers 97-83 winners over the Orlando Magic. The Knicks defeat Embiid's 76ers 111-104. In the Western Conference, the Timberwolves dismantled the Phoenix Suns 120-95. That score. And just going final, the Denver Nuggets come back after trailing the Lakers most of the first half. They win 114-103. The final score there. Playoffs in the NBA and in the NHL. The Carolina Hurricanes win 3-1 over the New York Islanders. Bruins 5-1 over the Toronto Maple Leafs to wrap up playoff day one in both leagues. For the Colts, they've got the number 15 overall pick coming up here this upcoming Thursday, and Chris Ballard says, hey, yeah, we want to rely on the draft.
I mean, look, the majority of your best players on your team, you hope they come from the draft, okay? When you're building through free agency, I think y'all know my philosophy on this, and I think you can look through the league. You can't get all your best players through free agency.
A fantastic head coach in Shane Steichen leads the Colts his second draft. You think, oh yeah, number 15, you're going offense, right, Shane?
I think, honestly, whatever gives us the best chance to win. I really do believe that. Even though I'm an offensive backgrounded guy, I do believe that you take, you know, a really good player. It don't matter offense or defense. A player that's going to help you get better.
Number 15 overall pick. The Colts has seven of them. Round one, Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Let's talk some motorsports. Two of the bigger races of the season coming tomorrow night. First in IndyCar, Felix Rosenquist sits on the pole. The first of Meyer Shank Racing's at Long Beach.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. We are so glad you're here. And we got a lot to talk about. All right. I just think that we've been fortunate tonight to have Nathaniel Finch on the scoreboard update anchor desk. Did a great job tonight there, young man.
Well, it makes it easy when we have so much going on, Coach.
There is a whole lot going on, is there not?
Couldn't even finish everything I wanted to talk about just now.
So what else did you want to talk about?
Well, NASCAR's in Talladega. So we've got, you know, I mentioned two of the bigger races for IndyCar, NASCAR, combined IndyCar, the streets of Long Beach, and NASCAR, Talladega, a huge race there. Both tomorrow at 3.
Well, what time is it?
3 o'clock, both races. What time?
3 o'clock. Yikes, why did they do that to us? You know? Well, we all have DVR, so I guess we can, you know, pick and choose what we do. So what are you thinking about in the Pacers tomorrow? Tell me what you think, what you see.
Well, Pacers look healthy, of course, for the Bucks. That big shadow cast from the giant Giannis Antetokounmpo. He strained his calf a couple weeks ago. It was a non-contact injury just at the end of one of their final games of the regular season. And, you know, you think they say 2 to 4 week injury. You think that he should be able to come back here. If not in game two, maybe when this comes back to Gainbridge, game three. And the big thing, and you talked about how if you win game one, if you're the Pacers, that puts so much more pressure on the Bucks and gives you a much better chance.
Yeah.
Does that also mean that, you know, maybe you're looking at Giannis and saying, hey, are you sure you can't give it a go for game two? Like, if they can get that first one in Milwaukee, does it rush Giannis back?
Right. All right. Well, you know what? You want to find out? You always go to the source. The source is the voice of the Indianapolis Pacers, the Indiana Pacers, Chris Denari. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
You know what? I'm excited about your opportunity to have some fun tomorrow and the Pacers. You've done this for a while. I have to believe for you and Mark and all the guys who get a chance to cover the Pacers. What a great, great fun year you all have had.
Oh, no question. You know, 3 years not in the postseason or in the playoff. 47 wins this year, good young team that I think the future is very, very bright. Yeah, we're excited. I mean, we've got the telecast tomorrow night. We've got the first four. We can go side by side with ESPN and TNT. And so we'll have tomorrow night's telecast, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. And, yeah, we've had so much fun over the years doing postseason basketball. It's great to be back. And I just had a nice dinner with our TV crew, Quinn Buckner, myself, JJ, Jamie Burns says hello, Marika Bajos, Marika Kalivas,
right,
you know
right.
very well from her SID at IUPUI.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I said, hey, I'll be calling the coach a little bit later. So Jamie said, hey, tell coach hello. So, yeah, we're all excited. I know the team is excited. I know the city's excited. You know, it's been a great week, you know, with the Pacers back in the playoffs.
Sure.
With Caitlin Clark coming to the Fever.
Yeah.
A lot of positives right now at Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
Jamie and Marika, now you're talking about two kids that take me back to the day when I literally start at IUPUI, and they're wonderful. We had great experiences, great fun together. I was, as you know, much younger, and you know me from back in the day, totally out of control. I mean, I'm not sure why a school would employ me, but they did, and they kept letting me come back for 12 years. But tell them, give them my best. I think about, honest to God, I think about them a lot. You know, with the new coaching move at IUPUI, I think about how much fun we all had back in the day. You can appreciate this. And, yeah, that's nice. It's nice of them to – I'm glad they're all doing so well.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, we go way back. I mean, think in the day – back during the Brooks Peach Basket Classic, Marika was the SID at IUPUI.
Right.
Kurt Cavan was the student SID at Franklin, and I was the sports information director at Indiana Central, now UIndy. Jamie was a student at IUPUI. He did a lot of videos, did a lot of stuff for you.
Right.
I got the job at Butler, he helped produce our recruiting tape back when Barry Collier's first year, Thad Mata was a player, and here we are today. I'm in my 18th year with the Pacers. Jamie directs our telecast. It does tell you, and I tell young people, make sure you keep those relationships over the years, because you never know what might break. And we've all known each other, you, Marika, me, Jamie, it's 40 plus years, and here we are still going strong.
All right, stay with me through this short break. We'll come back and talk about the Pacers. Okay,
sounds good.
Chris Denari and I'll come back. We'll talk about the Pacers and the Bucks. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Nathaniel Finch with you from Monument Circle. Let's talk about some Major League Baseball. The Cincinnati Reds, they win 7-5 over the Los Angeles Angels. That game from Great American Ballpark. Cincinnati was down 2-1 in the first frame. They get a giant grand slam, the first of the career of catcher Tyler Stevenson. And how about this? Ellie De La Cruz, 4 walks today. He was walked 4 times. He ended up coming around and scoring once. That was an interesting stat there. Ellie De La Cruz with 4 walks. It was a start for Graham Ashcraft. He gets his 3rd win of the year. Alexis Diaz, his 3rd save of the year and his 50th career save. A great one for the Reds. The Cubs lost their first by a run. It was a doubleheader today after a rainout a couple nights ago. They defeat the Miami Marlins 5-3. This one from Wrigley Field, and it was Shota Imanaga getting his 2nd win of the year. Another quality start for him. 6 innings pitched. He only allowed 5 hits and threw 5 strikeouts. A good one from the Cubs, who put up a 4-spot bottom of the 6th to take the lead and keep it. 5-3 was that final score for the Reds. The Guardians win at home 6-3 over the Oakland Athletics. We had a loss at home for poor coaches Cardinals. 12-5, the Brewers in St. Louis. The Twins defeat the Tigers 4-3. That one in Minnesota. And Philadelphia at home, no hit the White Sox through 7 innings. Chicago finally got their first hit in the 8th. Then they put up 5 runs in the 9th, but they eventually fall. 9-5 was the final score from Philadelphia. The Indians lost 12-4 at home against St. Paul. Nathaniel Finch.
Welcome back, everyone. Nathaniel, you don't need to rub it in about my Cardinals, okay? I mean, I understand that they didn't win, but it's okay. I'd say that it's a long year. Chris Denari rejoins me. We were talking about the Pacers and the Bucks. Chris, all right, we start tomorrow with the Bucks and the Pacers. Pacers had good success against them in regular season, but regular season, that's over, and this is a different situation. And the most talked about aspect of this, it has to be, and rightfully so, the health and availability of Giannis.
Yeah, they say he's questionable or doubtful. He suffered a calf injury toward the end of the regular season. He's not been listed as out yet, but it is probably doubtful he plays. So, the Pacers had good success, as you said, against the Bucks this mm-hmm. year. They won 4-5 with him on the floor. He had a 64-point game in their only win. He averaged 42 against the Pacers in 5 games. But as Rick Carlisle has said, all of that can be important, but this is a brand-new season. The one thing that Milwaukee has is they have plenty of playoff experience. They have almost on their roster, they have almost 700 games of playoff experience. The Pacers have just shy of 200. You've got Tyrese Halliburton, Andrew Nembhard, who have never been in a playoff game before. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I do think that what Indiana experienced during the in-season tournament, when they beat Milwaukee in the semifinals in Las Vegas, made it to the final against the Lakers, those were like tournament games, NCAA tournament games. If you don't win,
sure
you're gone.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I think that has helped this team. And I think late in the year, they had a lot of games where they needed to win to make sure they could get a top 6 spot and not have to go through the play-in tournament. So it is a different animal. The playoffs are different. But Rick Carlisle has said, look, I like our group and we have something to prove. And we get a start on that on Sunday night.
So, obviously, a lot of talk about pace. I mean, the Pacers have played at a very quick pace throughout the regular season and have done it and done it well. And then everyone comes in and goes, well, you can't have that pace in the playoffs. It's hard to continue it and on and on and on. I would argue that that's not necessarily true. And secondly, this is how they play. This is when they're at their best, by playing a game with some pace. Will the Bucks allow them to do that?
Well, that's going to be the question. They don't want to play at that pace. And the Pacers just had the sixth best season in the history of the NBA as far as scoring points. They averaged 123.3. And that's
right,
the most
man.
That anybody has averaged since the Denver Nuggets did it back in 81-82. So you're talking in 40 years, nobody has done what the Pacers mm-hmm. have done. So, you know, they want to play fast. Tyrese Halliburton plays fast. DJ McConnell comes in and plays fast. Will the game slow down a little bit? Yeah, I think it will. But I think the Pacers still can play at a pace where they can score what they need to score. The key will be the other end of the floor, how well you defend, don't turn it over, and rebound. And that I think, will be the calling card for the Pacers tomorrow night.
We all know how playoffs go. We talk about adjustments. And that's one of the big keys. You're looking at it right now, and in a general term, adjustments are going to be made. But until you play this first game, and this game is so important for a multitude of reasons, not the least of which, it allows you to set some baseline, if you will, in terms of adjustments that you're going to make on both sides. But it's incredibly important to get that first one.
Yeah, and the one thing that I've said, Bob, and I like the fact that even if Giannis doesn't play, you're on the road. I think there would be a lot more pressure if you had home court advantage with no Giannis, because you'd really feel
right.
like it's must win the first two games. Yeah, do you want to win both games here in Milwaukee? Absolutely, but you want to at least get one so you can head back to Indianapolis with home court advantage. I think the one thing that's helped the Pacers this year, Bob, in their meetings with Milwaukee, is they've won in different ways. The last time they played this team up mm-hmm. here, they shot 5-for-35 from three-point range, 5-for-35, mm. and mm. still won the game. So mm-hmm. it's not like the Pacers have to make 23s to win. So as I look back over the five games that were played and the four that Indiana won, they won them all differently. And I think that's good, because that doesn't mean that there's a set pattern for the way you have to win
right.
the game.
Right.
So I think that'll be important tomorrow night.
You did mention earlier, not to change the subject, but you mentioned Caitlin Clark, and it's been an exciting time. The city of Indianapolis, the state of Indiana, is blessed to have some of the brightest and talented basketball players in the world in our city. I mean, think about it. With Tyrese and the things he's doing, with Caitlin Clark and Aliyah Boston, and the success that the Fever are going to have, and you just go down the roster, TJ McConnell, all these guys in the Pacers. How can you not get excited about basketball if you're in the state of Indiana, and specifically in the city of Indianapolis?
No, no question. And you know my relationship with this organization. It did
yeah.
not start with the Pacers. It started with the Fever.
No.
I was the radio TV voice of the Fever for 18 years and was a part of that 2012 championship team calling the games when Tamika played. So I'm very bullish on what the WNBA means to the city. It's been tough times, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, but bright things are on the horizon. Lynn Dunn's in control. Caitlin Clark's a fabulous talent. I mean, you know, there are people that don't even know basketball, but they know Caitlin Clark's name. And so that's
right.
important
right.
as you're trying to sell tickets and all those kinds of things. So, yeah, it couldn't be better down at Gainbridge Fieldhouse right now. The Pacers are back in the playoffs, and Caitlin Clark is coming to the Indiana Fever.
All right, you and Quinn have this game. You have this series, and then
yeah.
you have to step. Which I listen. I understand the broadcast world, but Chris, come on now, you guys, as opposed to the national guys, that's not a fair fight, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah. We get to do the first round, and then after the first round, it's all national. But hey, at least we get a piece of this, and
Right.
You know, a good friend of mine is doing the game on TNT tomorrow night, Ian Eagle and Grant Hill. They're great. And I know that people will want to watch and maybe get a national perspective. But we're right there side by side. We're with them with them every night. And so, you know, there's going to be big numbers. I mean, people, whether they're watching Valley Sports tomorrow night or TNT, I think there's a lot of interest in what the Pacers are doing in the playoffs, and can't wait to be a part of it.
I appreciate you staying up late. I know you have plenty of things to do. Bucks and the Pacers tomorrow. Chris Denary, great to hear from you. Give my best to everyone involved. Say hi to Jamie and Marika and Quinn and everybody else. Give them my best. Be safe. I appreciate you doing this. I'll catch up with you later.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Thanks.
Thank you. Chris Denary, television voice of the Pacers and the Bucks. That's must-watch TV now. Seriously, must-watch TV. It's going to be a great day, beautiful day. Get all your yard work, get all that stuff done so you can settle in and watch some basketball. Coming up, we're going to continue to have fun on Saturday night. Brendan King will join me in the next half hour, and we're going to talk a little baseball. The South Bend Cubs, we'll talk about the Chicago Cubs. We'll talk all things baseball with Mr. King. Also, a reminder, don't forget to join us next week. We're creeping up on the Indianapolis 500. And if you've listened to Indiana Sports Talk at all in our past 30 years, I'll be taking June and July off. So my last night on the air, and many of you I know are going to be happy about this, will be August the 25th or 26th. I think it's the 26th. It's that Saturday night before the Indianapolis. It's the 25th.
May 25th.
Saturday night before the Indianapolis 500. And I'll be back on the air starting season 31 on Friday, August the 2nd. So looking ahead as we normally try to do. Coming up, another scoreboard update with Nathaniel Finch. He's done a great job tonight. A lot of fun, a lot of information coming up for you, and we'll come back and talk some baseball on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
5 days from now, the Indianapolis Colts will be on the clock. They currently hold the number 15 overall pick. General Manager Chris Ballard, how many players are on your draft board with the first round grade?
Why don't y'all come on in? I'll let y'all look at it. I want to say we had 19 to 21 right in that area.
The Colts currently have the number 15 overall pick, so at least you got to feel good there that they know they're going to get a first-round caliber talent. And when they ask Chris Ballard about the fact that they only have 7 draft picks right now, this is what he says.
History. I mean, I just go off history. And, you know, the more picks you have, the better chance you have to hit. Now, of course, you're not going to hit on all of them, but it gives you more of a chance to hit.
19 to 21 players with first-round grades. They're at 15. Do they move back a couple spots? Do they get some more picks? We'll see. They currently have 7 picks in the draft, and they're currently at number 15. 8 o'clock Thursday night, the Colts and the rest of the NFL goes on the clock. Let's talk about some motorsports. 2 of the bigger races on the calendar tomorrow. In IndyCar, the streets of Long Beach, Felix Rosenquist sits on the pole. That's 3 o'clock tomorrow. NASCAR is at Talladega, 3 o'clock tomorrow as well. In Bloomington, Mike Woodson staying busy. He now is the number one recruiting class in the nation as far as transfer portal goes. They got the number one transfer portal guy in Umar Balo, a 7-foot center, about a week ago. Today, the 10th ranked transfer, Cannon Carlisle, 6'3" guard from Stanford. He's coming to Bloomington, joined with Washington State point guard Miles Rice, a top 20 transfer as well. Staying busy down in Bloomington. Next time you hear from me, I'll give you all the scores. I'm Nathaniel Finch.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. DrivenToSaveLives.org is their website. Let's talk a little baseball. South Bend Cubs playing baseball today. The man who had, the voice, the unbelievably talented voice of the South Bend Cubs, Brendan King, joins me. Brendan, how are you tonight? Tell me something I need to know about my South Bend Cubs tonight.
Hey, Coach. Always good to be with you. I think, you know, first of all, the thing that jumps off the page is it's been a bit of a struggle this week.
Floyd
has taken the first five games here this week going into the series finale tomorrow. So it has been a challenging series, but it's been a unique series, Coach, where, you know, some of these games South Bend hasn't necessarily deserved to lose. I think there were some good things about today. There were some tough things about today.
Mm-hmm.
Final 10-7 up in Beloit. And I'll start with the good things. First of all, a guy we talked about last night, Luis Devers, who got the start for South Bend, Coach. As
right.
I told you last night, he is the 2022 Chicago Cubs Minor League Pitcher of the Year. He was the best pitcher in the entire organization that year. Helped us win a Midwest League championship, of course, but unfortunately, he has struggled with injury since. He pitched in a few games last season, but just had struggles staying healthy. And the good part now is that Devers looked like his old self today. He threw four scoreless innings, only gave up a couple of hits, struck out four. He's got a fabulous changeup, and he looks sharp. Bad news is the bullpen couldn't really pick up from what Devers did to begin the game. Beloit had a great Beloit had a great run in the middle innings and late. We were able to kind of go back and forth, actually, Coach. The lead was exchanged five times, one of those hot potato type games where nobody just wanted the lead. And, back and forth we went, but Beloit, they had a four-run eighth inning, and that was enough to win today's ballgame.
All right. We talked about the struggles last night. You know, listen, it's a long season. I'm not trying to make excuses for those guys. We know it's a long season, but it's got to be frustrating for everybody involved getting off to such a slow start.
It is, and I was talking with our manager today, brand-new manager in South Bend, Coach Nick Lovello. I was talking to you about him shortly before I left. He is only a year older than me. He's 30. Youngest manager I've ever worked with, and his father, Corey Lovello, is the manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks. So he comes from a managerial lineage, and he's kind of going through it for the first time, which is interesting to see. I'm sure you remember when you were a young coach and you went through your first struggles. It can be tough to convey, I'm sure, to a locker room. So while kind of the manager is expected to have the answers, Nick's going through it for the first time. But as you said, we play 130 for a reason. The month of April does not define you. And I'll say this, too. We played in 38-degree wind chill today. It was cold.
Yikes.
One of those days one of those days where it was sunny, but it was cold because of the wind. And it's just a tough to play. So, like you said, not going to make excuses, but there are certainly some things that have got to get better. But at the same time, in the month of April, a lot of times you're not going to get any breaks with the weather. We've played in cold conditions all week. Thankfully, tomorrow looks pretty good for the finale. Another thing about that, Coach, is it's kind of like when a player on the football field gets hurt, the other team's not going to feel bad for you. And kind of the same sense here. The other team's not going to feel bad for you when you're playing in the cold. So you got to adapt, and you got to figure out a way to win, and we'll see if we can do that tomorrow.
Yeah, and you were talking earlier, you know, the coach is young enough, hasn't gone through losing streaks and things like that. I can tell you as a young coach, one of the things you have to pay attention to, and you might want to bring this up when you talk to him, there's a tendency when you're young, you're going to start questioning everything you do. And you're going to start questioning whether, you know, you're doing this or right or that right. My advice that I got from people I respected then, and I know it to be the case, and the advice I give young coaches when asked, is stay true to your beliefs. Stay true to who you are. You have to weather the storm. Don't make changes for the sake of making changes, and be careful in what you do. But believe and have faith in your guys that it'll work out. It's easier, much easier said than done, obviously, but that's how you have to battle through it.
I think you put it really well, Coach. Especially, too, I mean, I think another layer is what we just talked about. It's a long season. We're going to be playing until the middle of September this year, and that feels a long, long way from now. The season is split into two halves, of course. So even if you don't get it done in the first half, you're going to get everybody's records reset in the middle of June. That's how it works in the
month. Right.
So if you don't get it done in the first 2 months, you could just be a second-half team. And I'll tell you what, Coach, both of South Bend's championships in 19 and 22, we were both times the playoff team from the second half. So just because things don't go your way early, that's not a sign to throw in the towel. And things are going to get better. That's the game of baseball. Five-game losing streaks happen. Five-game winning streaks happen. And if you're not ready for either of those things at any given point, you're just kind of not thinking well enough, because that is truly the game. Losing five straight in baseball is totally different than losing five straight if the Colts were to do that during the middle of the NFL season. Because there's only 15 games. Right? No. We're in 30.
That's a great point. All right, Quad City's coming in next time, right?
That's right. The River Bandits, they'll be in for six. And it's actually a pretty substantial early season series, Coach, because Quad City's, they have the inverse record of us. They're 11-3 to begin the year, and we saw them on opening weekend. So it'll be the second time we're seeing them. They're one of now the teams that we're chasing because they're in our division. So kind of the same thing in baseball, Coach. If you struggle in a series, you're about to play a team in your own division, and if you find some success, you're right back in it. So big game tomorrow in Beloit, the series finale, and then the first of six on Tuesday at home against Quad City at 7:05.
And now, are the Sky Carp your favorite? Is that the favorite logo of yours and favorite mascot? Is that where you are in terms of mascots?
Yeah, got to be one of them. I'm a big fan of the Quad Cities, too, because it's the raccoon with the bandana on. But, yeah, I mean, the Sky Carp, you can't beat it. I mean, that is an instant classic. I mean, I know they're our in-state rival, but the tin cap logo is also fabulous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
With the Johnny Appleseed. Yeah. I think the Midwest League, just kind of circuit-wide, Coach, has some pretty good logos. We do well.
I'm trying to figure out what a Sky Carp actually is, but that'll be for some other time, okay? I mean, I don't want to get too existential here near midnight. I'm sure there's some law against existentialism as you narrow it down to midnight. I'll try to avoid that if I can. So, you're going to not freeze? Did you have enough layers on today to get through the cold?
I was good. Thankfully, we've been through worse. In my first few opening days here in South Bend, Coach, we got snow. So 38 and sunny is perfectly fine as long as it's not snowing. It's all good. And, I grew up going to Wrigley Field, and you know as well as I do, April at Wrigley is not the faint of heart. So I'm all good.
All right, Brendan King, I can't wait till next Friday to talk to you, but I'm going to have to. You know what? Stay with me. I'm not going to let you go. Brendan King and I'll come back after this scoreboard update. You can do that, can't you? You've got, I'm sure you got people out waiting to get your autograph before you leave the ball yard. But you can just tell them to hold, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Brendan King and I will come back and talk some more baseball to catch you up on what's happening with the Cubs and more ball. Scoreboard update coming up, last one of the night with the star of our show. It's Nathaniel Finch. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Nathaniel Finch with you one final time tonight, so I've got plenty of scores to get through. In the next 2 minutes, let's start in Cincinnati. The Reds from Great American Ballpark, they defeat the Angels 7-5, the 50th career win for Alexis Diaz. The Cubs, well, they lose the first one in Chicago, Wrigley Field, to the Marlins by a run. They win the next one. It was a doubleheader today, 5-3 the final after being down 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth. The Cubs knock four, get up 5-3. That's the final score in Chicago. The Guardians defeat the Oakland Athletics 6-3. The Cardinals fall at home to the Brewers 12-5 was that final. The Twins defeat the Tigers 4-3 in that one. The Phillies over the White Sox 9-5 was that final score. In AAA ball, the Indians, after winning four straight, they lose 12-4 to the St. Paul Saints. They put up three runs in the final inning, was not enough in that big 11-run deficit heading into the bottom of the final frame. In South Bend, Brennan King saw the Beloit Skycarp defeat the South Bend Cubs 10-7 was that final score. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps, they win 7-5 over the Dayton Dragons. In the NBA, it's the playoffs. The Pacers will play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on TNT. Tonight, there were plenty of games, though. Home team won every single matchup. Cavaliers over the Magic, the Knicks over the 76ers, the Timberwolves blow out the Suns, Nuggets come from behind and defeat the Lakers from Denver. NHL, plenty of playoff hockey coming up over here in the next few weeks as well. The Hurricanes and the Bruins both got wins tonight. Pacers again play tomorrow at 7 o'clock. The NFL draft Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Plenty going on this week. In sports, I'm Nathaniel Finch.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Brendan King rejoins us, the voice of the South Bend Cubs. Tough loss tonight. The parent club tonight splits a doubleheader. What about that matchup?
Yeah, funny enough, like we were talking about last night, the parent club and the Midwest League club both playing the Marlins. As Nathaniel Finch mentioned, and accurately so, it was a split doubleheader, which I think you'll always take a split of a twin bill, coach. It is very, very right. hard, extremely hard, actually, to sweep a doubleheader, that is. So, I think all went according to plan. If you can split a doubleheader, you're feeling pretty good about yourself, and that's what happened here today against the Marlins at Wrigley. And you got to like, again, what Jota Imanaga did. He was the big pitching signee in the offseason out of Japan. He was the one of the Japanese aces on the World Baseball Classic team. And he looked sharp, gave up his first earned run of the year, which that is not too shabby for his third major league start. So, he looked good, and you know, you'll take a split for sure. And you know, Cubs are playing good baseball right now.
You know, they are. They really are. And you know, I think the cool thing about the job you have is you get a chance to see a lot of these guys in their formative years and their young guys, and you see some of the top prospects. We've talked about this before. South Bend Cubs have some really, really talented prospects. So who on that roster do we see in the bigs in the not-too-distant future?
Well, it's going to be a little bit for this guy, but a guy we've talked about a lot, coach, is Jefferson Rojas. Right. He's the 18-year-old right. shortstop from the Dominican, batting well over 300, off to a great start, probably the best at-the-plate start I've seen from a teenage prospect that has played with us. He's looked really sharp. And, yeah, I like what he's done. So, you know, again, for an 18-year-old kid, it's going to be a minute before he's in the big leagues. That's just natural, and that's how it works with the progression. But, you know, other guys that I like, Drew Gray, he's a left-hander, top 30 Chicago Cubs prospect. He brings some good stuff. He's got a wipeout slider. Really like the stuff he's put on the table so far. And back in South Bend again, we are actually working out at Wrigley Field on Monday, coach. South Bend got to go do batting practice
really?
And a workout
yeah.
on Monday before we left. Yeah. So we're at Wrigley on Monday. Felix Stevens is a big guy from Cuba. He's 6'4", 230 pounds. He's a massive human being. And I can tell you, he put three baseballs onto Waveland Avenue. It was majestic.
Not an easy feat to do, by the way.
That's right.
Well, I think it's,
That's
again,
right. yeah,
I think.
He looked great.
You know, knowing that you have these young, talented guys, you're going out there and they're going to be competitive every night. Yeah, they're in a little bit of a slump right now, but still, you know, they will get better and better. That's the beauty of the situation you're in.
No doubt. Like we talked about in the last segment, I mean, you play 130 for a reason. If it was easy all year, everybody would be 130, you know. That's not how it works. And, you know, there are going to be times where we look good. There are going to be times where we struggle. And you just kind of got to roll with the punches, Coach. That's what baseball is.
He's Brendan King, the voice of the South Bend Cubs. Brendan, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. There you have it. Brendan King, another great job. All right, Nathaniel Finch, I know you're finished with the scoreboard updates, but I hope you're still around and we can chat it up a little bit. How's it going? Oh, yeah. Great job tonight, by the way.
Great night, man. Plenty of sports to talk about. Makes it easy for you and I both.
Well, makes it easy for you. That's for darn sure. So we have a short turnaround because we got to watch some ball tomorrow, don't we?
Boy, we got basketball all day, but the big one, 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'll have to kill time until seven. You know how it is when you're in
the
situation I'm in. Well, my wife has this crazy notion that I should do chores. I should mow the grass, you know, stuff like that. It's just, you know, we don't see eye to eye on some of those things.
Why in the world?
Last break
that?
Of the night, final break, final thoughts. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com. and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network, driven to save lives.org. Sign up today. Help lives in the future. Anyone can sign up. No age limits, no health restrictions to sign up to be an organ donor. Every 10 minutes, someone is added to the donor transplant waiting list. There are more than 1,000 Hoosiers waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. And by signing up to be an organ and tissue donor, you can help save 8 lives and heal 75 others. Again, driventosavelives.org is their website. Nathaniel Finch, you got my viewing schedule down. I'm watching the Pacers at 7, so anything I need to watch prior to that?
Well, IndyCar and NASCAR, both big races, both at 3 o'clock. You can flip back and forth between those.
Yeah. It's a big race weekend. It's a big race. You know what? This with the IndyCar schedule, they're loaded up now. I mean, this starts the push. Look at your calendar. It makes sense because we're into the middle to end of April, and we all understand what happens in May. And so, yeah. And then who doesn't like to watch a NASCAR race from Talladega? I'm sure you saw the movie. You wonder now and then who may or may not have seen Talladega Nights. How could you call yourself a NASCAR fan if you didn't watch that movie, for heaven's sakes?
That's right. And you were talking about how the schedule for IndyCar is starting to pick up. I mean, we haven't had a race since Thermal a month ago. That was March 23rd. Well, they're racing again in Alabama at Barber next week. Then on the 11th, it's the Grand Prix here from the Speedway. And then obviously the 108th running on May 26th of the Indianapolis 500. So really, after a month off, this is when they start to make their money in the IndyCar series.
Yeah, you know, we had Mark James on earlier, and he's, you know, he'll be obviously in the thick of it. It is a whirlwind schedule. I'm kind of amazed at how they're able to do it all. NASCAR, you know, NASCAR does it they do it every year, and going after it. So are you a big race fan? Do you go to the 500?
Oh, yeah, I do. Come on, I'm from Indiana.
Well, I understand that, but there are some Indiana people who don't go. Do you have regular seats that you've had as a family for a while?
I like sitting on the infield and being closer to the track and being closer to the all the action going on down there.
Look at you. All right. I haven't been in the race for a while. Network Indiana used to be owned by the Hallman Company. For those who don't understand, that was the group that owned the Indianapolis 500. And so, you know, you're a member of the company, you probably need to be at the race. And so, and then our studios used to be on 16th Street, right across the street from the short chute in between turn one and turn two. And so we were, you know, that's where the studio was. It's where my office was. All right, great job, Nathaniel Finch. Fantastic job by Nathaniel Finch and Kai Talley. Thanks so much to our great stations around the state to bring you the show every Friday and Saturday night. Thanks to all of you for making us the most listened to sports talk show in our state's history. It is the history-making legendary network, Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.